PokemonScrews.com is better than pie.
You know, I actually got some, I got complaints because she said better than pie instead of gooder than pie.
Really? Well, she's almost
eight. She knows the right words.
Yeah.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Your body's a dream that turns violent. And that's the way I like it.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of
She's so cute. Isn't she cute? She just sounds so cute on there.
Oh, Helen?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She sounds so grown up.
Okay,
I can't believe she's going to be eight in May.
I know.
That means we've been married for 9 years.
I know.
Huh. And I still like you.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty good.
I thank the Lord every day. So, me and Helen today, we took some time, we took some father and daughter time this last weekend. Mm-hmm. We went fishing.
Fishing.
Mm-hmm. And
Mama got some alone time.
Mama got some
alone time. I laid in the sun. It was very nice.
It was cool. We bought a little paddle boat, and we paddled around and fished, and it was fun.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so Helen just loved it. In fact, she told me several times, "Daddy, I just can't get over how much fun that was." And she told me this morning, she said, "Daddy, I'm still holding on to us being together," because she was walking to me to the car at church. Anyway, Anyway, so today she wanted to go see this movie, Race to Witch Mountain, which we saw when we were kids.
Uh-huh. It was a remake with The Rock.
Yeah, but it's the same story. I know the story, and it's by Walt Disney. So I figured I know what this movie is.
Good.
Yeah. This movie's good.
Nightmares.
It doesn't have witches because it doesn't have witches in it. See, that's the thing, you know.
Nightmares.
I'm thinking, you know, it's got a couple of alien kids, which is she can handle that.
Nightmares.
She can handle that. You know, I mean, that's a concept she can handle. So Mommy didn't want to go, so me and Helen went, and Helen was okay with that because she gets time to her daddy. So we went to see that.
This is what she said. "No, Mommy, I really would love it if you would go. It's not that I don't want you to go, because I would love it if you came. But I never get to see Daddy."
And you get to see
Daddy. And you get to see Daddy all the time.
She's so cute.
She's so protective of our feelings when she wants to be one and not the other.
Yeah.
She's so protective of that we're going to... I'm like, "You're not making me feel bad. I'm good. I'm good staying home."
You don't know Mommy very well. You'll hurt Daddy's feelings, but you won't hurt Mommy's feelings. So.
Have fun.
See ya. Anyway, so we went to see Race to Witch Mountain. Doesn't have witches in it.
No. Lots of violence, though.
That's apparently what I was concerned about. I mean that's the thing that kind of flags.
Didn't you check
the movie?
Because
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, that was like 30 years ago.
They get in a Winnebago, they drive across the country trying to get to Witch Mountain, they do some little tricks and they, you know...
Yeah, use their little alien powers.
Voila. Little tricks, but it's not magic, it's not tricks, it's alien stuff, and
right.
I figured it was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not okay.
It's not okay because it's got The Rock in it.
Should have known
so
better.
So, you know, he can't be in a movie without beating up people.
Right.
So the movie starts off action-packed, and it's all car action. It's still violent for Helen. I mean, she's not used to smashing up car shows.
Right.
You know,
we don't know what she watches at Meemaw's.
This is true.
This may be nothing.
No, it was something.
I did come in there one time, and they were watching ER. Seriously.
What?
Yeah.
That's almost pornography.
Helen, you don't watch ER. Oh, okay. Did you tell Meemaw she couldn't watch it?
There's language. That's got everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we checked out an ER like when they jumped the shark with the whole helicopter
chopping the arm off business. Anyway, I can't believe she's watching ER. Meemaw, what is wrong with you?
She has dementia. We mentioned that yesterday.
Dementia is one thing.
What's wrong with us?
That's true. We let her stay there.
It's because we're cheap and we don't want to pay a babysitter.
Because we're broke. So anyway.
Who's broke? I'm not broke.
I'm not broke.
What are you saying you're broke for, though?
Because babysitters are expensive.
That's true. I don't want to be broke. If you paid babysitter.
So, anyway.
You know what? In these financially hard times, mm-hmm. it would be irresponsible of us to pay a babysitter.
You keep telling yourself that.
It's true. So back to my original story. We went to see this movie, and it got more violent and more violent as the movie went on. Mm-hmm.
And why
the end,
did you leave?
I don't know. So then by the end, it's like this big smash them up, kill fast. Well, nobody got killed.
Were there a bunch of little kids in it?
Oh, yeah. It was all kids and families. And it was Walt
Did
Disney.
Anybody leave?
It was a Walt Disney movie.
Anybody leave?
Nope. We were sitting right down front. Does anybody walk in front of us? We get to see it. We get to sit in front when it's just me and her. When I go with Faith, I sit in the back. Because we got to smooch.
The theaters aren't big enough for you to sit in the front. I can't see the movie. If you're too close, you can't see. And then you get a neck ache. And it's happening so fast and so close in front of you, I can't take anything in.
Yeah, well, anyway, so The Rock's beating up everybody, and there's all kinds of, like, gunfire mm-hmm. and people shooting, but nobody gets shot.
Helen says, but there's no blood or anything.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it better.
Yeah. And lots of explosions.
And why does she even know that that's even...
But nobody gets
like,
killed.
Part of...
Because she watched ER. So... So, anyway, at the very end of the movie,
good
there's
thing
this.
Meemaw doesn't have anything other than basic cable. Thank the Lord.
No kidding.
Because normal channels are bad enough.
Yeah. So then at the end of the movie, there's this bad alien, and he's got this mask on through the whole movie because it's part of his armor. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, The Rock rips off his armored mask. Mm-hmm. And Helen says, "You only saw him from the back, Daddy, and he had brains. And he was brainy. Because he was really gross looking."
Mm-hmm.
But she said, she thought she was looking at his brains.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned around, and I thought he would be okay. I thought he would be normal in the front, but he was brainy all over because his front was all gross looking. He was all deformed and stuff.
Ew.
Because he was specifically designed to be an assassin.
Yeah, they were telling me this, and Brad kept speaking in a way that, you know, like this was going to get better. And he was afraid to tell me because he knows how I am about movies.
I knew I had to come home and tell you.
Yeah, and he knew that I'd say, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave the movie?
Because it all happened at the very end. This was the very last scene.
I'm telling you, I am so picky about what she watches.
Well, like I said, it began with car chase type of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was very action-packed. It wasn't violent, but it was, I don't know. It wasn't human violence. It was all these cars smashing each other and chasing. And then, the big violence took place at the very end. So it's like, there's no point in leaving now. Anyway, she says, why didn't you cover my face, Daddy? It's like, because there was no time. I mean, they rip off the helmet, and pff, there it is. And his face
She's got that vision in her head. Did you pray that vision wouldn't be there?
Was brainy. And she said, that's why he wore that mask the whole movie, Daddy, because he was ugly.
There you go.
Yeah,
I had a pleasant time at home. Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. We get free stars. So yeah. You were watching the Stars channels.
Mm-hmm.
You were watching some horrible End of the Innocents movie or something when I got home.
It wasn't that.
Torture of the Innocent or whatever it was called.
I saw a little bit of 8 Seconds, you know, about the
Oh, yeah,
rodeo
the bull rider. Uh-huh.
I saw a little bit of College Road Trip.
Uh-huh.
I saw...
That's a good movie to watch.
It's G.
College Road Trip?
Yeah, it's rated G.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't guess I've seen it then. Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a horrible movie.
No. Not a co-ed movie.
Oh.
What else did I see? Oh, a twee bit of Back to the Future.
Can you say twee bit?
Yep.
Okay.
And a twee bit of...
So you just flicked around.
Yeah. Vantage Point. And what
Good
else
movie.
Was on?
Have we seen any Christian movies lately we need to review?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
No, but I have seen...
We have The Unidentified in there we haven't watched yet.
What did I see that was good? Oh, Express.
The
Did
Express?
We talk about that?
There was a lot of cussing in that movie, Faith.
Really?
Yeah, you've told two people about this movie, and he's like, there's a lot of cussing.
There was?
Yeah. The coach said GD all the time.
He did?
Yeah.
See, and that surprises me. That I guess I noticed that, but the movie itself was so good that I guess I looked over it. Because I normally am very bothered
by the way, we're not taking any recommendations from any of our friends anymore for movies.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Because we watched another one that our friend recommended,
mm-hmm.
The Secret Life of Bees.
horrible movie.
It wasn't horrible.
Horrible.
It wasn't horrible.
It was horrible.
No, Brad thinks it's horrible because
everybody dies. It was specifically designed to make you cry. I don't like a movie that's specifically designed to make you cry.
It was not
horrible.
It didn't make me cry.
All the men are bad. All the women are good.
You know
what? They worshipped. Listen, did they or did they not worship a statue?
Yes, that's
an
true.
Idol. They worshipped an idol statue of a black woman that was ripped off the front of a slave ship.
They did do that, but
thank you very much.
I liked the humanness in the story.
Yeah, that's
I
what loved. It was. It was all about humanism.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was about the power of the black woman to overcome the white man and the stupid black man too.
Okay.
Okay. There's this one character in the movie, Alicia Keys. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then she has a boyfriend. And they love each other. They love each other a lot. And he always asks her to marry him. And she always says no because she's powerful. And she won't be tied down. And she won't be free. And so all this goes on. And then she finally just makes him mad. And he says, you know what? You are a selfish. And called her a bad word. And drove away. But then when her sister died. So he came back. He came to the funeral. And he went over her. And he seriously, you know, honestly, like a man, gave her his condolences. Mm-hmm. And he left. He's manned up. And he didn't say he was sorry for what he said. He just, you know, manned up, condolences, and mm-hmm. was sorry for her loss and all that, you know, and was nice, sweet to her. And he left. Well, she called him a while later. She called him. He comes back. And she makes him ask her again. And he did. Because it was written in the script that he had to. And she made him ask her to marry him again. And then when she said yes, he was all happy. I was like, that is the stupid. You're gonna start a marriage based like that?
You know why you hate that?
Because it shows what?
Do you know why you hate that?
Why?
You hate that because that was the exact same relationship you had with your first wife.
I guess.
That is why.
Ain't gonna happen again.
You hate that. You cannot stand.
Ain't no woman gonna make me big.
When anything I'm going to let that go.
Okay. Thank you. I love you, honey.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Because you hate it.
You can't stand it when in movies, when you see that, or when you, in real life, either in relationships, it drives you crazy because it's.
It was a power trip.
Yeah.
It was just a strict power
That's trip. Why you hate that so much.
So anyway,
because you've been there and you hate it.
Yeah, every man in the movie was stupid or had
a
major flaw.
No, they weren't. But that's not true. See, you took that and you made that be like this. They were trying to do. I did not take it that way.
Okay, the men in the movie were weak, and the women in the movie were strong. It was a chick flick.
Yeah, that's true. It was a chick flick. But I don't think that all the men were weak and the women were all strong. I think they just focused on the women and that they needed to unite during this time when being a woman was, you know, not very powerful, mm-hmm. and B, being a black woman was even less powerful, and they, you know, she was getting beat, and there was nothing she could do about it. And
who was getting beat?
Rosalie.
Rosalie.
The nanny. She got beat, and there was nothing she could do about it.
She got beat up by the white guy. Well, the white guys were trying to go vote.
No, they were keeping her from going to vote because she could. She could go register.
Right.
To
she
vote.
Was legal for her to go vote.
And they told her that. You know, she wasn't going to do that. And he called her stupid. You don't even know how to. You can't even vote because you don't know how to write your name. And so she took her
spit and wrote her name over his foot.
Spit pot and she
Which
wrote her name.
Was not the smartest thing in the world to do.
No, really wasn't. So. And the girl told her, she's like, that wasn't so smart that you did that.
Why the girl says, you were stupid for doing that.
Yeah. But at the same time, you understand. She said, yeah, but I would have rather taken the beating than have bowed down to him. And it's true, you know.
I guess
you haven't been there.
No, I mean, I don't. I'm not defending what they did or anything. I mean, but I just.
So the point was that they had, you know, to find that they could rise above, and yes, they did have issues, and yeah, you're right.
Okay, so
but it wasn't a terrible movie.
It was horrible.
Express was good, but I was sad that he.
Don't give away the end of the movie.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Let's just say it had an ending that rivaled Rudy. It wasn't quite as touching as Rudy.
No.
But it was.
But it's a true story.
It's a true story. And it was very good. Very good.
Fascinating.
Made me want to cry.
I love those rods.
That movie made me want to cry.
Really?
Did me? Yes. Secret Life of Bees was horrible.
Oh, brother. No, we haven't seen any Christian movies that we
know. We've got one in there called The Unidentified.
What is that? Was that outside?
Yeah, I got the window open.
Oh. The UFOs movie. I don't know.
No, it's not a UFO movie. It's about one guy who believes in UFOs and one guy who doesn't. And it's about their relationship.
Okay.
It's not a UFO movie.
Did you know that President Truman like did all kinds of speeches about UFOs and stuff? He was very open and vocal about it.
Then they told him to shut up. They got to him.
They got the UFO. The aliens got to him.
Got to him. I don't believe in aliens.
I don't either.
I believe that there's unidentified flying objects.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that. Sure, I believe people see those things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe they're from another planet.
Nope.
I don't either. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. And mine.
As far as we know, this is a scientific fact. As far as we know, we are the only place in the universe that is capable
of sustaining life.
Mm-hmm. That speaks to the glory of God.
Amen.
Now, if tomorrow we find another place that will,
mm-hmm.
that still speaks to the glory of God.
Yeah, because he's awesome and he created it. God is so cool.
Yeah, we got our bases covered as Christians, that's for sure. Hey, do we want to, let's hear from the people, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that. We got a call. We got great calls here to get to. There we go.
I don't think it's really necessary for you to say that you were in Sunday school on Sunday. It's kind of repetitively redundant.
Repetitively redundant? Is that not the same thing?
I don't know.
Deja vu all over again.
Like deja vu all over again.
Horror.
Well, we were in Sunday school on Sunday. And I've been to Sunday school. And I've been to Sunday school on other days. Yeah. You are not eating Fritos while we're in a show.
You have not been in Sunday school on other days.
Sure I have.
When?
I was in Sunday school on the 22nd. I was in Sunday school on the 15th. That's two different days. I was in Sunday school on the 7th.
That's stupid.
What?
That's stupid. Still Sunday.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I'm just calling in response to your...
I make a prediction that this is the greatest call we've ever had.
Why?
I don't know, because it's Greg from Tacoma, and he always does good things. So I'm going to make a prediction right here. This is a prophecy right here, issued by me, not prophetically by the Lord. This is not the saith the Lord. This is just a prediction, not a prophecy.
This is a Bradism.
This is a prediction that this is the greatest call this show has ever received.
Okay.
Here we go. I haven't heard it yet, but I can feel it. This is a great call.
Okay.
Your statement, Brad, that you weren't going to teach anymore. Now, I realize you don't always come across as you want to, but think about how much we get out of the discussions on the forum. I mean, everybody still learns. It might take a long way to get there.
Long way.
There's a lot of growth in there. Anyways, keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, thank you. That was a very encouraging call from,
that was.
From Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
My prediction remains true. That was one of the greatest calls we've ever gotten.
He is always very encouraging. So you're going to teach again?
No, not a teacher.
Discuss. We're going to discuss topics.
Yeah, I'm going to share what is on my mind.
Yeah.
But not for the purposes of teaching.
Okay.
Just for the purposes of being honest and then also for the purposes of people needing to correct me.
Ah.
You know what? We talked a little bit about this the other day, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
No, me, yeah, it was the other night when we were with my brother, and we were talking about how culture. We were talking about art. He's a big fan of art,
mm-hmm.
and I like art. I mean, I go to museums, and
I know you're a fan of art.
I'm a fan of art. Mm-hmm. I'm not deep into it, but I like.
Neither
art.
Is he. He just appreciates it. Yeah,
sure. He's a little further into it than me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, his favorite artist is Hopper, and And mine's more of I like Renoir. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the point is that we were talking about we like the artists who had an intention in what they were painting.
They had a point. They had a
yes.
a purpose, a story.
They meant something about what they mm-hmm. were painting, and they were trying to convey an idea mm-hmm. in their paintings. Mm-hmm. And I love that's what I love about art is figuring that out, or even reading about it and mm-hmm. looking at the picture,
finding
and,
oh, out. Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 I see that.
Look, see that over there. Oh, and look how she's standing there in the light, mm-hmm. and this guy's mm-hmm. in the dark. So. Anyway, it's that kind of thing that that I really liked, that I really like about art. And I'm talking about in the modern art movement. There is a different trend.
Yes,
and mm-hmm. that is auto interpretation. What yeah. they call auto interpretation.
They want you to look at it and
that you look at it and you decide what it means. Mm-hmm. And whatever it means to you, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Whatever, however you want to interpret it. Oh, you know what? That makes me feel angry. That's you know. Then that's fine. That's what it meant. Uh-huh. And that somebody else may look at it.
I don't know if that's really
it.
Art.
Yeah, and they were talking about going to the modern art place, mm-hmm. and they went into this room, and there was a sprinkler in the ceiling, mm-hmm. and the room was
all black,
and the room was completely black, and there mm-hmm. was a sprinkler in the ceiling, and behind it was a light. Mm-hmm. And you could walk all the way around, and you could touch the water,
it would shine through and make a rainbow, mm-hmm. beautiful,
and it was neat.
Mm-hmm. You could feel the mist, and yeah. it was cool, and you could.
And they said it was really cool.
It was really neat,
yeah. But it wasn't art.
No.
The rainbow was art, but that wasn't the artist.
No.
That was God.
Yeah, yeah. God created that.
And it had a purpose and a meaning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so they went into another room, and there was this grass hanging on the wall, and it smelled really good.
But that, again, not art.
But it wasn't art.
God's art. It's God's art.
Yeah. Anyway, but this auto interpretation has also bled over into, or I don't know, it's also this affected our culture as far as Christianity is concerned.
Oh yeah,
and this is brought up by R.C. Sproul. He talks about this, and he talks about how we as Christians feed or express this culture through things like, well, what does this passage say to you?
What does this say to you?
What does this passage mean to you? Mm-hmm. Not what did God mean by this passage?
Mm-hmm. You get in trouble when you start. When you start interpreting it in a way that God did not intend.
Now, there are certain, and I think we all agree, that there are, you can open the Bible and be reading in a passage, and the Holy Spirit interpret that passage
to you.
Mm-hmm. The way God intended it, and it also means something to you.
Well, exactly, but he's never going to interpret it in a way he didn't intend it.
Right. So, in other words, this is what you call the magic eight ball, mm-hmm. the magic eight ball Bible. And that is you're praying about something and you know, should I take the job?
Up.
Should I take the job in Alabama or the job in New York? And you open the Bible and it says, and David took his flocks and went down to Gethsemane.
Yeah.
Oh, down to Gethsemane. I should go to Alabama. God just spoke to me through the Bible. Yeah. I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it worked that way.
Now, shake.
But
try again later.
But that's, yeah, you know, ask again. That's funny. But that's sort of, you know, and I think that it's, you know, looking at this, it's unique to me or it's interesting to me to notice that I've done that.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean, I've been involved in that.
Yeah, we've all done that.
And I mean, I've
not
done
right,
that.
But we've I've all done it.
I've done that from teaching in Sunday school. Okay, here's this week's message. What does that mean to you? You know, huh?
And the reason we usually do that is because we don't understand what the original intent was.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's these obscure Old Testament teachings, and instead of that's what I love about Mark and Carol. Mark, he takes and he says, "We're going to read the words. We're just going to read what Scripture said."
Yeah.
And let God speak to us through.
But he also knows.
And he knows all the history.
The history of it. And he knows what. And so then he teaches you what God is trying to say.
Yes.
You know, why is he doing this? What point is he trying to make?
What does this mean? What does this stand for? Why does, you know, he calls Lucifer this. This is what that means. Birds mm-hmm. are this in Scripture. I love that because mm-hmm. it gives you so much more understanding of, you know, scripture as a whole. And he says, this is that story in Second Chronicles. This is when they were talking about this in Second Kings.
This is quoted in Second Chronicles. This is what he's saying there. You know,
and this is the same King Ephraim, and this is this.
Right.
And that makes all of a sudden Isaiah is not so scary. And it's not scary, but it's, you know, you just sit down and read it and you don't understand what he's talking about.
Right. You know what I love? I love
most
these little,
people.
I love these little tidbits that he throws in, because he's always, I'm not saying he's a big Bible code person, but he does believe believe that the Bible code does testify the glory of God.
Yes, it does.
That there are things about the Bible code that testify to the glory of God's word, or the miracle of God's word. Anyway, he gave us one of these little tidbits this morning, and he doesn't teach things from this. He just throws in these little tidbits. That Isaiah, we're in Isaiah, we're studying Isaiah, is 66, the Bible is 66 books, 37 in the Old Testament, 29 in the New. Is that right?
Somewhere like very close to that, yeah.
And Isaiah is 66 chapters, and there's 27 warnings, judgments, and 27 judgments and 39.
It's encouragement or
comforting chapters,
like old and new.
And the interesting thing about Isaiah, man added chapters.
Yeah,
man added the chapters and the verses. But the interesting thing about Isaiah is it was written that way.
Yeah,
it was written in little, and you can tell when you're reading it. It's written in the chapter breaks are real. Mm-hmm. Do you know why we have 1 Kings and 2 Kings and 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles?
Why?
Isn't this interesting? This is another interesting fact. The original was one book. It was first. It was just Kings and Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
But when they translated it from Hebrew into the original Hebrew did not have any vowels.
Right. Yeah.
When they added the vowels to preserve
pronunciation.
Thank you. They added vowels, which makes the text really, really long, and those books wouldn't fit on one scroll.
Oh, really?
Right. Isn't that interesting?
Huh. Wow. There you go.
A little bit of a little thing there, a little tidbit for you.
A little tidbit, yeah. You know more than you did before. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. 27 minutes.
Oh, we gotta wrap it up.
Here. People are sick of listening to me.
No kidding.
You got better things to do in your day than listen to me. I'm so sorry I've kept you here. You got real podcasts to listen to. Go check out the Jen and Dave Show. Or JesusGeek.info. I mean, come on. Why are you wasting your time with me? I ain't got anything to say.
Because I'm here.
Well, that's true. That makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
If faith goes away, I got nothing.
I'm going away right now. Vas con Dios, everybody.
I'm just going to hit myself and let y'all laugh at me. I think I'm going to take a video of me just like going to the dentist, squirming in the chair from the pain.
Oh, that'd have been funny. We should have videotaped that.
Yeah,
that'd have been good.
I could be famous.
Yeah. Aren't you kind of famous?
Nope, not famous at all.
Oh. Like, famous to me.
Like 12 people know me.
Oh.
Is that famous?
That's not true.
No.
A lot of people know you.
Nah. Nah.
Coupon squares are gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.